let me know if there are any ways throughout the year that I can help or volunteer or be visible. Or
Miss Michigan Heather Kendrick is already making a commitment to the arts in Washtenaw County. She tells the president of the Ann Arbor Art Center, Marie Clough, that her platform is keeping art in education while advocating science, technology, engineering, arts, and math programs, also known as STEAM.
I think it's fantastic because we need more people pushing STEM and STEAM, and Ann Arbor's a big STEAM place. Mm-hmm. Prior to here, I was a spokesperson for STEM for middle-aged school girls because they're really great technically, and then they stop like fifth grade.
But the 23-year-old is not new to the art world. She's the program director for the University of Michigan's M. Price Chamber Arts Competition. She also has a music education and organizational studies degree from U of M. Miss Michigan wants all students in our state to have access to the arts.
Not only giving them the piece of paper and the paint, giving them the resources, which is huge because so many of our students and our children don't have the resources. So that's obviously first. But secondly, how can we inspire them? Whether that's through their peers, by providing them with friends to do that sort of artwork with, or by showing them that this is something that could carry them into their future.
Kendrick was 5 years old when she started playing the violin. 18 years later, it was the violin that helped her win the Miss Michigan title when she performed Lady Gaga's Bad Romance for her talent. Miss Michigan reminisces about what motivated her to keep playing the violin.
When I was 8 years old, I played in church a lot when I was younger, and I played this tune called Ashokan Farewell that used to be the theme song for PBS's The Civil War series. And I remember looking into the audience and seeing my grandmother crying. And obviously it didn't sound very good because I was 8 years old, but I realized at that moment that I could use my violin playing, something that I was creating as an 8-year-old, to influence and affect emotion in other people, which I think is so powerful.
Kendrick hopes to find a seat at the table when it comes to K-12 education reform in our state to make the arts a requirement in some capacity for all graduates in Michigan. Meanwhile, she will continue to support groups such as the Ypsilanti Youth Orchestra by continuing to serve on its board of directors.
They provide free music education every Saturday at Ypsilanti Community School to over 250 students and adults. And the type of just music education that they're offering is so wonderful. The level of musicianship and artistry is excellent. And they don't forget that the arts can provide so much more to our youth and to all generations. But they really foster a community that is inclusive, that's accessible, that provides social outlets and, you know, creative experiences to these students, and they love it.
Miss Michigan will represent our state in the Miss America pageant in September. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.